Now, you were one of the investigators on the EFFECT trial that was just reported by Bill Gradishar. Can you talk about what that study looked at, what the eligibility and design was, and what was seen?
That study was actually very simple, because the thing is that, as we just talked, that there are data which are available for non-steroidal to steroidal aromatase inhibitors showing that steroidal aromatase inhibitor have activity in patients who have been treated with anastrozole or letrozole before. And there are phase 2 data which show that fulvestrant has antitumor activity. But we didn't have any good clean phase 3 data to show whether these drugs will have similar efficacy or one would be better than the other. So this EFFECT trial was a very bold attempt, I think, on the part of industry and the academia to head-on compare and also to compare it in a way that the data is credible and it can stand the scrutiny. It was a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial. So neither the patient nor the doctor knew what drug is the patient taking. And the results, which were not surprising, that as a third-line therapy, you see that both drugs have activity, which is of modest degree, about a third of the patient getting clinical benefit, and the benefit was identical between the two groups of patients.
Now, when you say third-line therapy, I thought these patients just had an AI before this.
The average these patients had previously tamoxifen also.
Right.
A very high percent of patients had tamoxifen.
I see. If you look at the numbers involved, do you think this trial was adequately powered to detect, you know, a significant difference?
I think that if you wanted to see very small differences, you will need much larger sample size. But with the sample size as it was designed, I think it answered the question that at least both drugs have very good activity and you can palliate about a third of the patient.